Hey, I heard a rumor the other day, did a little reading, and I heard a theory that they're no longer storing gold in Fort Knox. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So I heard a theory that they've converted Fort Knox into an ag fertilizer storage facility. I did not read that. I have not heard that theory. I just made that up right now. But it would make sense that a facility that guarded and that secure would be used to store ag fertilizer because it is about as valuable as gold. It's outrageous how expensive fertilizer is this year. If you've not had to buy any, right now, pause this video and have a worship session because it's crazy ridiculous. It is very expensive. There goes a chicken manure truck down the road right now, which is also expensive this year. Any form of fertilizer that exists on the planet is expensive. There's a lot of reasons for it, but when it all comes down to it, it's just high. It just is. And so I called our local co-op, did a little, there goes another fertilizer. It doesn't matter. So called our local co-op, did a little pricing, and found out that it was going to be astronomical to fertilize our hay fields this year. About 125 acres or so total of hay fields that I cut, and it was going to be, astronomical. So I thought, well, I'll look into some alternatives instead of just traditional commercial granular fertilizer. And so I did, and I looked into chicken litter, and wasn't any in our immediate area because it was all claimed, you know. So I talked to a guy that hauls it. It's like triple the price it used to be, just like fertilizer. So I thought, well, let me see what other options are. And I found a place in Texas that does liquid fertilizer and blah, blah, blah. So that's what I ended up doing. It was still expensive, but a lot better, smarter option than the other for me anyway. It's just high. I had to kind of get creative, had to look at my options. And at the end of the day, I had to sit back and think, is what I'm doing worth the cost? Now, it is, because it's what I do. I mean, we sell hay and we raise cows, so I have to have fertilizer, and so it's worth the cost. But it reminds me of a challenge that Jesus gave in the book of Mark chapter 8 when he was talking to his disciples, and he said, look, this is something that you, it's a principle you need to use in the way you follow me. You got to count the cost of following me. In that same passage, he talked about a guy that would set out to build a barn, and you wouldn't set out to build a barn before you first kind of plan it out and kind of ask yourself, you know, how much is this going to cost me to build this barn? I'm not just going to build this massive barn without counting the cost first, because if I start to build it and then don't have enough money to finish it, everybody's going to think I'm a fool. It's the same idea. We don't set out to follow Jesus without counting the cost of what it's going to cost to follow Jesus. And then Jesus says in Mark chapter 8, if anyone wants to follow me, they got to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. What good is it for a man if he saves his own life and loses his soul? You see, the idea here is that life is extremely short, and eternity is forever. So what good does it do us if we get all the cool stuff in life and die and our eternity is wasted? I'll tell you what good it does us. I do a few funerals from time to time. And it's a tragic end to a life if someone has built up a little kingdom for themselves here and invested nothing in eternity. It's a tragic end to a life. So can I just ask you today, have you counted the cost? Have you kind of thought through what you're investing in with your life here? Have you thought through what it is that you're spending the most of your resources on? Is it just temporary stuff that's not going to last, or are you investing in eternity? Can I just tell you, the video you're watching right now is through a ministry called LifeWord that is doing eternal things around the world. quarter of the world's population can see, hear, or read LifeWord content on any given day. That's 2 billion people on any given day can see, hear, or read LifeWord content, introducing them to the name of Jesus if they've never seen, heard, or read it before. That's eternal. Your local church is in the eternal business. Are you investing in eternity? Give it some thought today. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate. Listen, I appreciate you for joining me here today, and I would also appreciate if you would use that share button at the bottom of this video. Click it, share this with all your social media feed to help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks and about the ministry of LifeWord. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time on Tailgate Talks.